Oh, hi, Vanessa. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
Oh, hi, Tina. Yes, one second. Let me just hang up on my other call. One second. If you get disconnected,
no
just
problem.
Give me a call really, like, back. One second.
Okay, I will. No problem.
Okay, Tina?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I wanted to know if you'd be able to help me out to do some advertisement. One of my friends, her name is Stephanie, Psychic Stephanie. You worked for her before? Or you did an advertising for her before?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
she told me she referred someone. Are you her sister or her daughter or something
yes,
like that?
Yes,
or?
She's my first cousin, but like a sister. We grew up together as sisters. She gave it to me a while ago,
cool.
And I tried to get in touch with you, and then for some reason, I couldn't get in touch with you. I kept calling. And then I'm the
honest,
I haven't had a minute for me to give you a call back.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I know, because I had notes all the way back from, I think, April of last year that, no problem.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your business. Are you also a psychic, or is it a different type of? You are. Okay, good. That's excellent. And then what do you have set up for the business so far? Is there a website or a business Facebook or anything like that?
Yes? I have an Instagram. The Facebook is in work. I'm trying to fix it. It's a little difficult for me.
Okay.
I also was interested in wanting to know about how do we go about email marketing? Like, you know, send out an email. Like, how does that work?
So we don't do any type of email marketing. The only thing that we do is once you're verified on Google, we have a little email generator tool that would help you get some 5-star ratings on the Google business page. But what we specialize in is a lot better than an email campaign, because I know that sometimes when I get emails from businesses, I'll think like, wow, that's a really good offer. If I ever need it, I might call them.
Yeah.
But then unless I need the service right then and there, that idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner, right?
Yeah.
And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner. So with this program, Google actually calls it a micro moment. It's a strategic way to put your business in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, because we would program you in on a spotlight position on the first page of Google, so that when people are, you know, looking for a psychic reading or, you know, different variations of what you offer, you'll be front and center every single time. Okay.
Okay. And now, would you set up like the look of it, or like I give you pictures? Like, how do we go about that?
Yep, exactly. So if you have pictures, that's actually recommended. I always tell people if you have your own content, you'll obviously get better results than if we use stock photos. But let's say that you get started with us and then you get swamped again and you don't have a chance to deal with it, then no problem. We'll launch everything initially with stock photos, and then as you send us content, any updates that you make down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Okay.
Yeah, so what the package would entail is not only would we program you into the first page of Google, we would also, just to give you the most dominant internet presence locally, we would also program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into that mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
And then, because we're a premier partner to Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So we'll help you get that Facebook up and running if you were having some trouble with it. And then, you know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your business Facebook, or your personal Facebook, I should say, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's designed, you know, to bring you even more new clients, you know, from the social media platform. And I take it that your website isn't up and running yet, or do you have one?
No, I don't have a website.
Okay. So we built one for Stephanie, and I'll send you a link. Have you seen her site, psychicofflushing.com?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. I'll text it to you just so that you can look at it. Typically, they charge $400 extra to put the site together, but since you were referred by her, I'll explain that to my director and try to get an override to include the site for you at no additional cost because, I figure it's 2026 and you'll probably need the site anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And then how long have you been in business?
I've been over 17 years.
Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah,
okay.
It's been a long time. But now I need to start advertising. I need some new clients, you know. I need to be a little bit more out there and, you know.
Yeah, in 17 years of business, I was going to say you must be doing readings in your sleep by now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can put you into the established business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of $299.
Okay.
There's
a
one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And then, again, I'll get the website also included for you because I know that you're going to need it. And so with that being said, I'm sure it's something that you wanted to get started on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're absolutely going to love this program.
And
so
you'll be the one doing it for me and helping me, right?
I set it up. You can still use me as a point of contact. But I do want to preface that by telling you I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. I don't do any of the technical stuff. So there may be a time where you call me and I personally can't help you, but I most certainly can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Makes sense? Okay. So I'll send you a confirmation email, Vanessa. What's the best email address to use?
My email is Jackie, which is J-A-C-K-I-E. Last name is Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, 33 at gmail.com.
Perfect. And then is your last name also Nicholas, like the email?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me put that in here. N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, correct? Now, I see this number ending in 9215. Is there also an alternate number for the business, or does everything go through the main number?
Everything goes through this number.
Okay, perfect. We'll help you with tracking the calls that are coming in, too, by enabling a call tracking number that will forward to this number. That way you'll have a good record of your return on investment. And then what's the actual name of the business?
I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope if I'm breaking up, I can call you back. But what's the name of your business?
Oh, well, that's what I'm trying to think of, maybe switching it a little bit. Normally, it's meditation studio, but I want something that people can search if they want a psychic. So I'm guessing maybe we can just do psychic reader. Is that something that's better, or is it just better to go by my name, Psychic Vanessa, or just... Oh, you know what I wanted to put? I'm sorry. Let's do Master of Tarot. Let's do that.
Okay. That's cool. Master of Tarot.
Yeah.
T-A-R-O-T, right?
Yeah.
And then I see that there's already a Google business page set up under this phone number, and it's under Psychic Vanessa. So we'll have you add us as a manager to that page, and then we'll modify it to Master of Tarot, and then start optimizing that page to rank on the first page of the search results. Because if we were to create another one, it would be a duplicate, and it would end up hurting your ranking, okay?
Okay.
And then is the business address the 267, how do you say that, Paskak Road. And then Township of Washington, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. And then the Google should auto fill. Yep, it did. 07676?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I can set this up for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
I guess debit. We'll do debit.
Okay. And does it say your name on the card, or does it have the business name, or both?
It says my actual name. So my actual name is Jackie Nicholas, but I go by Psychic Vanessa. I like my clients to know that I'm Vanessa. And then my actual legal name on it is Jackie Nicholas.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense why the email said Jackie Nicholas. I didn't, I wasn't sure. Okay. Perfect. So on the card, it's just Jackie Nicholas, or is there a middle name or initial?
Yeah. No, it's just Jackie Nicholas.
Perfect. And then is the billing address the same?
No, the billing address is different.
Okay. So give me a second. I have to open up that field, and then I'll put it in here. That way everything matches. We could also set it up where it says, you know, Psychic Vanessa, Master of Tarot, something like that, if you wanted to, just because, that way it kind of shows that you do not only tarot, but you do readings, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll
do it that way. And then go ahead with the billing address.
Okay, the billing address is 258, and it's Semiel, S-A-M-I-E-L, at Garfield, New Jersey.
S-A-M-I-E-L, right?
S-E-M-E-L. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's why I asked. I typed it in. I'm like, it looks a little different. But okay, S-E-M-E-L, Ave, Garfield, New Jersey. And the zip code, please?
The zip code is 07026.
07026?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. The card number is 4482.
Okay.
3302.
Okay.
1963.
Mm-hmm.
6784.
6784. And expiration?
0130.
And the code?
189.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Vanessa, is I'll go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Some of this voice recording is repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm, thank you. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Psychic Vanessa, Master of Art and Tarot.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
State your name and title with the company.
My name is Jackie Nicholas, and Psychic Reader.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Excellent. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And then as part of the verification process, we do ask that Local Splash receives some required business documents in a timely manner. So you're going to get an email. It's going to have like 7 or 8 suggestions on there, meaning if you have a business license, send that. If you have a registration, send that. If you have a proof of insurance or a business card with your address or an invoice with your address. What's happening there is Google wants to just solidify that you're a valid business in the area so they can protect you from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So you don't have to send all 7 or 8 items on that list. If you only have 2 or 3 of them, that's perfectly fine. Just send over what you can, excuse me, and then that will make sure that you're verified in a timely manner, okay?
Okay, but does it matter because I'm doing it from outside of my home? I don't actually have a store. I am in the process of looking for a store. That's normally where my store would be in Washington Township.
Okay, if the store's not actually there, what I would recommend is that we would hide the address on there because you don't want people going to
okay.
that address if you're not even located. But Google usually will do that for a home-based business. And then when if you do get a storefront, you can call us and we'll publish the new address. But as long as you upload those pictures from, you know, within 50 miles of your service area, Google will know by your GPS location that you're actually in the area and they'll accept it, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't have to be at the actual storefront that you used to have.
What do I
got to
say?
Somewhere. Just send over if you have a business card with the address or if you have, any type of old signage that used to show, that you were Psychic Vanessa. Even if you had a work vehicle with a New Jersey license plate and some signage, anything like that. And again, Google's just trying to protect you from those big corporations trying to come in because sometimes they're very sneaky. They try to come in and pretend like they're in the area when they're not, So that's all that Google wants to see is that you're a valid business in the area. And then we ask that you submit these items within the first 7 days. So do you agree to do so?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 19, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This is a 3-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 19th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment where you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yeah. So what would be the first payment today?
Just $398, and that includes the website that we're going to build. And then each month moving forward, it's just $299. And I'll send you an email in just a moment that says terms and conditions where you can acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that way you'll be grandfathered into this rate where it never goes up, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way
it
doesn't matter.
I thought it was supposed to be, no, yeah, because I'm just confused because first I thought you said $99 and then Stephanie, told me it's only $200. So that's where I'm just a little confused.
Okay. So the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only, so that's why it's $398, and the reason that yours is $299 as opposed to Stephanie's being $199 is each month when you pay us $299, we take $100 off the top and we send it to Facebook ads. Stephanie no longer has those. And she doesn't need them anymore because she's well-established from Google. And the same would apply for you. I highly recommend that you have them initially within the first couple of months. But once you're ranking on Google, you don't even need those anymore. And you could always call us and, remove those down the road if you wanted to.
Okay, but if I don't want to add it on there, am I able to do that or it has to go
Yes,
on?
You can. No, you can do $199 now if you wanted to with the setup fee of $99, so it would be $298 rather than the $398 if that makes it easier for you. The reason I recommend for a newer company to bundle it is that nobody can flip a switch and put you front and center on Google instantaneously, right? It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So with a business like yours where you have a Google business page but you're not ranking yet, industry standard to get that page ranking takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So I always tell people with that $199 package, of course you'll see activity within your first month, right, because we start programming right away, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop where it comes to full fruition. But if you bundle it with the Facebook ads, those get up and running very quickly. We say under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up and running before in 3 days as a special request. So as long as you're okay with that, you know, having, you know, waiting more until, you know, the second month where you really see it coming to solid fruition, then, you know, we can take those off. That's no problem. But if you can, you know, I recommend that you keep them at least for the first month.
So did Stephanie do the Facebook ads from the beginning?
Let me look here at her account. 1 second. It's pulling her account up, so give me a second. The little thing's spinning. Okay, here it is. Stephanie Demetrio, Psychic of Flushing. Yeah, she did, actually. She had them for the first 3 months. So she signed up with us May 28th of 2004. So she had them for May, June, and July. And then after that payment, she didn't need them anymore, and she took them off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess, go ahead. We'll start with the Facebook, and then if I want, I could always take it off.
I think that's a really smart idea, yeah, because, you know, we're in an instant gratification type of a world, and it's better for you to start getting some traction right away, you know, so I think that that's very, very smart. And then I'm going to, you know what, I got an error on the card here where it said suspected fraud, so I don't know if you have one of those cards where the bank is just texting you. Local Splash is trying
me.
To process. Yeah, so I...
Yes, okay. I'm putting yes.
Okay, yeah, and then after you do, I can try to process it again, and sometimes, you know, the banks do that for your protection, so I'm glad that they do. It's always better to be safe than sorry. You know?
Yeah, it said wait 2 more minutes and you could try again.
Okay, good. So that gives me a chance to put the Facebook ads back on because I was already starting to take them off. I wasn't sure if you wanted them. And then I'll open up the calendar, and I think we're triply booked for the remainder of the day, but I'll set a client interview for tomorrow where my technician will call you and go over, you know, getting y'all set up. And then you will be good to go. And then I can try to process it again, too, after we make
that
appointment. So Facebook ads. All right, so that's all re-added, which is excellent. Okay, so for the calendar. Oh, shoot, they don't have anything either for tomorrow. They have Monday. But let me ask, I'm going to ask the boss over there if he can squeeze you in tomorrow. So I'll put any...
Now, is there any additional cost tomorrow when he does call in?
Oh, no, they won't call. You're paid in full. You don't have to worry about that. It's just that month-to-month charge. There's no hidden fees or surcharges or anything like that, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to ask him for tomorrow. So worst case scenario, if Monday was the only availability, we have a 10 o'clock, an 11, and a 12 for Monday. Which of those three options would work best, just as a backup plan?
12,
okay. So I'm going to start grabbing that appointment, but I'm not going to confirm it until I find out if we can squeeze you in tomorrow, because then the head of that department will create the appointment for you. And then, okay. How far away is Flushing from where you're located, where Stephanie is?
It's a little far. It's about an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering because she's such a sweetheart. I've dealt with her for a long time, so
yeah.
I can see why you're so close to her.
Yeah.
And it's neat that you ended up being in the same industry too, huh? That's so cool.
Yeah.
You could probably share tips and tricks with each other, right?
For sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, okay. I'm not hearing back from him, so I'll just grab this one on Monday, but if he responds, then we can always just cancel it and reschedule it for tomorrow. Now it said insufficient funds. Do you think the $398 is a little tight right now on the account?
Yeah, that might be the problem. So it might have to be able to try it a little lower.
How much do you think is available on there?
Maybe you could try 3.
Okay, let me try that. Oh, that's good. That might have given him a chance to. Oh, okay. He has time in the morning except 10 a.m., which is 1 o'clock your time. Okay, so I'll say, do you want 10 or 11 tomorrow if he can squeeze it in?
Whatever's fine. Whatever's easier.
Okay, all right. So let me just, okay, so how about 10? We'll just nail that one down?
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, I just let him know so I don't have to book this one for Monday. They will be calling you in the morning. And then, let me see here.
Let me know if the card went through.
I'm trying to make an adjustment for you that will help a little bit. I see that Stephanie, since she's on a loyalty program with us, she now pays $249 a month less the Facebook ads. So I'm trying to see if they'll honor that for you since you were referred by her. And then just knock your setup fee down to $49 because that way if this $300 goes through, I don't have to do like a partial payment tomorrow or anything before they call you, right?
Okay.
It would just all be taken care of.
Yeah, so just, that would be amazing.
Hold it. Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure because I don't see why they wouldn't since they know that Stephanie's been with us for a while. So I'm just explaining that to them and trying to get an override. Oh, it still said insufficient funds. Unless we tried it too many times and now the bank, you know, needs to put a hold on it or something.
Let me see. 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, no, I'm going to have to call my bank. Let me call them. Okay. And is my account able to stay open, like, that I could call back and all that's still in there and I'll speak with you?
Of course. Yeah, you have my extension of 777 because you left me a message earlier. So you can absolutely call your bank, and then you can just call me back when it's ready to process. I think what I'll do is, he said see email at client, please. I'm going to try to grab the 11 o'clock instead of the 10, because if we do the 10 o'clock one and it doesn't process first thing in the morning, then the client interview won't take place. So I'm going to try to push it to 8 instead, and then I'll send you a reminder. So it's 8 o'clock our time, which would be 11 o'clock your time, okay?
Okay, and if it doesn't go through and then I don't get that appointment, I can still call you back and we can schedule a different appointment, correct?
Yeah, we can schedule a different one. Yeah, it's just that they don't do the onboarding until the account's paid, but you can absolutely schedule. If you find out after talking to the bank that next week would be easier or something, then you can absolutely call me and we can set it up for next week, okay?
Okay, and am I able to get that discount that you were saying that Stephanie has?
Yeah, I got an override for that because it's the same person. He's the head of customer support that I'm talking to about this. Please.
So what would it be?
It's $249 month to month, and the setup fee has been reduced to $49. So when we process it later today or tomorrow, it'll be $298. And then each month moving forward, you save $50 because now it'll be $249 instead of $299.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll give you a call back shortly, love.
You got it. Okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit. No worries.
Okay, bye.
Okay, all right, bye.